1. The first bestowal. It was a solemn occasion on Salvington almost 1 billion years ago when the assembled directors and chiefs of the universe of Nibidin heard Michael announce that his elder brother, Emmanuel, would presently assume authority in Nibidin while he, Michael, would be absent on an unexplained mission. No other announcement was made about this transaction except that the farewell broadcast to the Constellation Fathers, among other instructions, said, "And for this period I place you under the care and keeping of Emmanuel while I go to do the bidding of my Paradise Father." After sending this farewell broadcast, Michael appeared on the dispatching field of Salvington, just as on many previous occasions when preparing for departure to Uversa or Paradise, except that he came alone. He concluded his statement of departure with these words, "I leave you but for a short season. Many of you, I know, would go with me, but whither I go you cannot come. That which I am about to do, you cannot do. I go to do the will of the Paradise deities, and when I have finished my mission and have acquired this experience, I will return to my place among you." And having thus spoken, Michael of Nibidin vanished from the sight of all those assembled and did not reappear for 20 years of standard time. In all Salvington, only the divine minister and Emmanuel knew what was taking place, and the union of days shared his secret only with the chief executive of the universe, Gabriel, the bright and morning star. All the inhabitants of Salvington and those dwelling on the constellation and system headquarters worlds assembled about their respective receiving stations for universe intelligence, hoping to get some word of the mission and whereabouts of the Creator Son. Not until the third day after Michael's departure was any message of possible significance received. On this day a communication was registered on Salvington from the Melchizedek sphere, the headquarters of that order in Nibidin, which simply recorded this extraordinary and never-before-heard-of transaction. At noon today there appeared on the receiving field of this world a strange Melchizedek son, not of our number but wholly like our order. He was accompanied by a solitary omniphim who bore credentials from Uversa and presented orders addressed to our chief, derived from the Ancients of Days and concurred in by Emmanuel of Salvington, directing that this new Melchizedek son be received into our order and assigned to the emergency service of the Melchizedeks of Nibidin. And it has been so ordered. It has been done. And this is about all that appears on the records of Salvington regarding the first Michael bestowal. Nothing more appears until after 100 years of Urantia time, when there was recorded the fact of Michael's return and unannounced resumption of the direction of universe affairs. But a strange record is to be found on the Melchizedek world, a recital of the service of this unique Melchizedek son of the emergency corps of that age. This record is preserved in a simple temple which now occupies the foreground of the home of the Father Melchizedek, and it comprises the narration of the service of this transitory Melchizedek son in connection with his assignment to 24 missions of universe emergency. And this record, which I have so recently reviewed, ends thus. And at noon on this day, without previous announcement and witnessed by only 3 of our brotherhood, this visiting son of our order disappeared from our world as he came, accompanied only by a solitary omniphim. And this record is now closed with the certification that this visitor lived as a Melchizedek. In the likeness of a Melchizedek he worked as a Melchizedek, and he faithfully performed all of his assignments as an emergency son of our order. By universal consent he has become chief of Melchizedeks, having earned our love and adoration by his matchless wisdom, supreme love, and superb devotion to duty. He loved us, understood us, and served with us, and forever we are his loyal and devoted fellow Melchizedeks. For this stranger on our world has now eternally become a universe minister of Melchizedek nature. And that is all I am permitted to tell you of the first bestowal of Michael. We, of course, fully understand that this strange Melchizedek who so mysteriously served with the Melchizedeks a billion years ago was none other than the incarnated Michael on the mission of his first bestowal. The records do not specifically state that this unique and efficient Melchizedek was Michael, but it is universally believed that he was. Probably the actual statement of that fact cannot be found outside of the records of Sunnerington, and the records of that secret world are not open to us. Only on this sacred world of the Divine Sons are the mysteries of incarnation and bestowal fully known. We all know of the facts of the Michael bestowals, but we do not understand how they are affected. We do not know how the ruler of a universe, the creator of the Melchizedeks, can so suddenly and mysteriously become one of their number and, as one of them, live among them and work as a Melchizedek son for 100 years. But it so happened.